Blog Talk Radio.
G Radio, and it's Wednesday, the 17th of April, and I'm thrilled that you're here. We're going to have George B. Style, king of all fashion and all things having to do with style and influence. He'll be on the show a little bit later. And I want to send a big warm shout out to our good friend and fellow Blog Talk Radio host, Chris Golightly. She again hosts the Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time edition of Blood Sugar Wizard, so make sure to check her out. Tonight, I am going to do a little cross-promotion here and let you know that, of course, if you want to tune in to Rebecca's show, again, Rebecca is my co-host from the show we did this past year called The Garrett and Rebecca Show. She now has her own weekly show on Wednesday nights at the same time as me, but our shows are completely different. I'm more of a lifestyle entertainment show, and she really is just doing her intuitive psychic readings for people, and that's her specialty, and that's what she loves to do. So if you go to I Am Rebecca on blogtalkradio.com, you can find her show, and you can take a listen either live or in Technicolor, just like you do with me and the Rated G Radio experience. So if you're listening live to me tonight, and it's Wednesday night, I want to thank you in advance. And if you are listening to me on the Memorex version at a time that's more convenient for you, thanks for listening. I appreciate you tuning in and taking time out of your day to throw me in the background of whatever it is that you're doing. And hopefully this adds a little levity and entertainment to whatever your day is holding. So today I'm going to tell you, today's one of those days that, you know, you think it's going to go in one direction and it just goes in a different one. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. It just, you know, is different. One of the things that I'm very grateful for is I have the opportunity to help other agents around the country when they have clients that are moving in or out of, you know, Southern California, and I go and represent our national brand on their behalf. And so, you know, again, like I mentioned the other day, you never know what you're going to walk into or whatever. Today I had just the huge pleasure of visiting with two of these types of clients in the Los Angeles and Beverly Hills area. First one, great young couple, just starting out in life, and they are moving up to Northern California. So, you know, and that's always a treat to see people who are, you know, they're getting their first sets of furniture together and their first sets of dishes and luggage and all of that fun stuff, and hear what they're going to be doing in their new adventure. And the second client, I had four client meetings today. Second meeting that I had was in Beverly Hills. And I always love Beverly Hills. As shameless as this is to say, whenever I'm driving through Beverly Hills, I feel at home. There is just something about it that makes me feel good about being in Beverly Hills. I'm sure it's the fact that every single house is worth, you know, $500 million. But I do love driving through Beverly Hills. I love looking at all the houses. I love taking a look at all the high hedges. I love taking a look at all the gates. And I love even more when I get to go inside the homes of the rich and famous. And that's what I did today. So we have somebody who was in Beverly Hills. I, again, can't mention names and I can't mention the location, but it was Beverly Hills and it was somebody, you know, if I'd mentioned the name, you'd say, oh, I know who that is. But had a chance to go to the house and, you know, again, you know, the whole thing was, you know, very hush-hush, and you have to go and, you know, knock three times, spin around 14 times, and then if you say the magic word, you get to, you know, you get the password and get to go in. And that was really not the case by the time everything was all said and done. But I am going to save that story for later tonight. See, I'm going to, you know, I'm trying to draw you in for later, because as soon as George leaves the show tonight, everybody's like, oh, okay, the fun part of the show is over. Might as well get on with life. So, without any further ado, I want to welcome the King of Style, Big Papa Pump, but that's a professional wrestler, Big Papa Color, George B. Style. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, Blondie?
How you doing? My roots are seriously needing some help. Let me tell you, that's how my roots are.
I know,
going.
Honey.
It's
believe
like,
me, I can see them from here on the East Coast. I can see those dark things.
You thought
glaring
it was just sunsetting. Yeah, no.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful, honey. Don't hate me because I am beautiful.
Let me tell you, you set the gold standard for that. So everybody else is just a poor imitation.
Garrett,
you're like 24 karat, and I'm like
honey?
Gold plate. I'm okay. You know, I don't know if I can make it like another 3 weeks before I'm out there and getting everything taken care of, but I'm going to do my best.
Oh, I'm just, you know, I have all the fashion police alerted here in New York. Don't worry, you're not going to get arrested. I have told everyone that you're coming. They're all going to look the other way. No one's going to give you any citations.
I think what's going to happen is when I land at JFK, there's going to be a sign saying, fashion police this way, and then it'll have Miller on there.
Oh,
but actually,
dear.
All kidding aside, I do actually have my travel and airplane dates that are in front of me. My assistant in Phoenix got all of that squared away for me today, as well as my trip to Northern California next week. And now I'm just trying to coordinate the dates because things kind of changed over the last weekend. And I didn't have a chance to share this with you, but my Boston client, who I thought I was going to see a little bit differently,
is
how I had things scheduled, is he's actually going to be out here in San Diego the week that I was going to be back in New York. And I said, well, of course he would be out.
He's okay. His family's okay. Everything's okay.
He's fine. He didn't run in the race. So, you know, we are, you know, everybody's saying big prayers. But that whole thing was just weird. I totally don't get that.
Well, God bless. You know, I mean, it's really, you know, obviously it's just a huge tragedy.
What's the mood back in New
very
York?
Scary.
Because, you know, out here, honestly, I haven't had a chance to really sit down and other than, you know, people I was doing business with yesterday said we just had to turn off the TV because even though, you know, we're helping clients and doing other things, this is just permeating everything. It was bringing, I mean, we're all just sending our prayers and that type of stuff, but boy, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's super crazy, and, you know, it's just, you know, everyone's, you know, talking about it, and, oh, Lord, just trying to send prayers to, you know, their people and their families in Boston, and, you know, and just try to, you know, support them and not and keep a positive attitude because that's really all you can do, you know. Otherwise, they win. You know, the terrorists win.
And we're not going to do that. You know, this country is too strong. We have too many people that are just like, no way, and we're going to end up just going and getting these folks. And it, you know, it's not like it's 2001. And we haven't had any experience or we haven't been on a red alert or we haven't been in any of these stages of awareness. Now it's kind of like, okay, bring it on. Okay, you're going to pull this nonsense. Well, this is not going to play, and we're going to, you know, get this taken care of quick. So it won't surprise
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very, very shortly.
Yeah, so we'll just say God bless to that. In the meantime, very frivolously, fashion awaits you.
I love fashion, and I love the fact that it's going to wait. And I'm telling everybody, I said, like, I'm saving my pennies because I don't know what's going to be taking place. But,
oh,
you know,
God. Well, you know, I can hear the moths flying out of your pockets when you.
Seriously?
I don't know why. I've developed, like, I'm making you out to be a cheapskate.
I am totally and the funny thing is, if you know me, I'm totally not a cheapskate on things that I enjoy. Like, I enjoyed spending money on my big computer. I enjoyed spending money on my convertible Camaro. I enjoyed spending money on the 4 iPads I've bought in 2 years. I've enjoyed, you know, so I can go down that list. You know, fashion, unfortunately, is where I've really been, you know, lagging behind. And I mean, it's very obvious anytime I go any place that anybody has a clue. You know, it's like, okay, here comes the Beverly Hillbillies.
Not a big surprise. Not a big surprise. Yeah. Your money hasn't gone there, Garrett. Not going to lie to you. but there's this show that they're looking for, this reality show that they're looking for, like, total cheapskates, and I actually submitted you.
That's me. Did you really? Oh my God!
I'm actually not
totally
kidding.
Totally.
No, they did. I know.
I can win this.
It's going to be like a reality show. You might have to move to New York for a couple of months to film, but
I would do it.
I mean, I know.
I'm open
for
it,
and
I'm totally open.
And I'm sure you know how to get the best price, ticket available. Having said that, why don't we just make a uniform for you, and then you can just wear it every day, and you don't have to buy clothes.
I like that.
I know what we can do. When you come, when you come to New York, we'll go to the Housing Works thrift store, and we'll buy you a jacket and a shoes and a pair of pants, and then we'll just switch out the shirts 5 days a week. How do you like that?
Okay. Now you're gonna cringe when I say this, though, George.
I will tell you. I'm. Oh God, here it comes.
That would make my world a much better place. I honestly think that because it just takes the guesswork out of stuff. It's like okay, because seriously, it's like okay, Monday shirt, Tuesday shirt, Wednesday shirt, Thursday shirt, Friday shirt. And it's like if you take a look at any of the big high profile people in America, of course, take
which
like Barack Obama or. Well, I am one, of course, naturally. We've got lots to talk about, by the way. You take a look at someone like Barack Obama who says, I've got a brown suit, or I've got a navy suit, and I've got a black suit. You know why? I've only got those two colors of suits, so that way that's the only decision I have to make in that today. Everything else I can then spend my time focusing on. And I kind of like to think of, and you're changing me, I'm telling you, but that's kind of how I've thought of fashion. It's like that's the one thing I don't want to have to deal with. I just want to be able to grab, put on something that's going to make me look okay and go and not have to worry about it, including my loafer shoes.
I want to know, do you get any feedback from the listeners about our banter?
They actually find it quite amusing.
Seriously?
Yeah. I get emails and then I get notes.
And no one thinks I'm making you over the coals? All right,
I just want to make sure
people aren't, stalking my door so they can kill me because I'm,
No.
I'm
letting it's all done with love.
Well, so much love. Actually, and so much empathy, for, the fashion challenge.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm a very giving person, I have to say. It's kind of like, there's a show, do you know this Broadway show, Wicked?
I wanted to see it.
All right. Well, so there's a very famous song called Popular that Kristen Chenoweth, when she was playing Glinda, sings to Elphaba, who's the Wicked Witch, and she tries to give her a makeover. And in the song, she says, whenever I meet someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, you're very less fortunate than I. I'm going to say it rings a bell about our relationship, Garrett. And I feel that I'm Glinda and you are Elphaba, and I need to make you over. It will be one of my greatest challenges, although one that I will rise to the occasion wholeheartedly, happily, and as you say, with lots of love. And
absolutely.
Let me tell you, I'm going to need a lot of love. You're going to need a lot of love.
I'm going to need a lot of love. Okay, now, so to be 2 seconds serious here. I went into the recording studio yesterday to record my follow-up song to what I did at the beginning of the year. And the song, I got the demo back today, and I'm going back in to lay down the final vocals tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, and this is in all seriousness, this is not me joking around or whatever, I listened to the song and I said, this is a song not only would I buy off of iTunes, but it's a song that I would listen to on the radio over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm not kidding. Totally, totally, totally love the song, and I am thinking that when I come to New York, I know you're going to try to, stylize me here, but what I would really like is to try to do, and keeping in mind I do have to come back to whatever it is that reality is for me during normal working hours currently, but do more of a rock and roll makeover for me.
Oh, really?
Could you do that?
Wait a minute, I just have to grab a hold of the couch here for a second.
Are you a little wobbly there?
Yeah,
I'm serious when I ask that because
you want me to rock and roll you out for real?
or like dance, you know, make me look like a pop star, you know, that type of thing. Seriously, when I debut the song, I should get the song back tomorrow. Well, I'll probably get it back on Friday morning. So I'm going to debut the song this Friday night on the Friday Night Dance Party, and the song is called Eyes Wide. And the song has a great beat to it. I've got to...
Yeah, I'm sure.
All the good stuff. So you give it 98 because you dance to it. But this is a song I could actually, you know, go out and make some money on. So if I can, you know, kind of like
all
look
right.
the part, not from the old, you know, pre-American Idol.
Yeah, pleated pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I...
Are you up for that
I'm
big
really
of a challenge?
Yeah, honey, I'm just going to have to call in the troops is the whole situation. So, you know, I've got Glam Squad on standby, but I can see that we're going to need to go to the reserves. So I feel like, yeah, we'll get you styled up. I mean, I think that I think we could totally do it. I really think we'll do all the different looks of Garrett, and then we'll photograph them.
Okay, that's fair. I'm good. You know, so, you know, we'll have whatever.
Yeah, I just think that you're not allowed to eat between now and the time that you come here.
I probably need to lose another 5 to 6 pounds before I show up in New York, and that will.
Why am I feeling that you have gone off the wagon at some point?
I haven't gone off the wagon. I just haven't exercised for like the last day and a half, and so when I'm off my regular exercise routine, I feel like I've gained like 50 pounds. I haven't gained any weight.
All right,
like
come on, tell me the truth. Did you have a meltdown eating? I just want to know. Just tell me, like, did you lose it in the last 2 weeks?
No.
Like, did you just
I
go
have,
and let it fly?
No. I'm good. I really
not
am.
Once.
Not once. See, when I'm in the zone, I really eat the same food 7 days a week, and I don't care because I'm good with that. I have my little salad that I have when I go out to lunch with clients. You know, and I don't really snack. If I'm going to snack, here's what I snack on. I snack on zero-fat pretzels. And then, you know, when I'm doing the show, I've had my fajita soup. And then if I'm going to get really, you know, cantankerous at the end of the night, I might have a little bit of popcorn. But that's it.
I have to say, I allow myself one meal a week where I can kind of have a meltdown. And
I like
last
that
week
idea,
we went out.
What did you have? What did you eat for your meltdown meal?
Well, I mean, it was to the point where the server said to me, "Are you sure that you are going to eat all that?" And I was like, "Look, do not."
What was it? A diet water
with
lemon?
Me. No, I really throw it down. I can do one throwdown meal a week, just at one sitting. Because if I do like 2 days, you know, like, you know, like two cheat days or a cheat day, like a full day of eating like that, forget it. I'm screwed. I'll see it. But like I had, oh my God, it was just ridiculous. It's this Italian restaurant, and let's throw some fashion in there. I looked fab. I was wearing red jeans, white V-neck t-shirt, very tight, navy blazer, white Stan Smiths, slicked back hair, very cute. Okay, there's your fashion. Color jeans are in, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get to the food. So, they served these, like, you know, Italian sort of antipasto appetizers in these little ramekins, and I had shrimp that they do in, like, this lemon and, it's got like a little kick to it, like these a little pepper sauce, delicious. These cooked shrimp, fabulous. And that's a little appetizer, like this little ramekin. And then I had eggplant caponata, which is amazing. Oh, so delicious, eggplant. And then I had this whole cabbage sort of slaw, but it's got like all kinds of yummy like nuts in it and this Parmesan sort of citrus dressing that is incredible. Oh, yeah, fresh focaccia bread, caprese with mozzarella and tomato sauce on top. We did have...
You eat bread?
Some
even on a cheat?
Yeah, I did. Even on cheat, And then I had mozzarella and prosciutto, with homemade pasta orecchiette with sausage, butter, and sage, and broccoli rabe. Oh, yeah. Then I did have dessert, chocolate torte. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of food
here.
Wow.
That, I had to stop right after the appetizer because I said, okay, my stomach's already filled up.
No, I mean, that is just major. Now, the good news is we go to dinner at, like, the early bird special, 5:30. So at least it's early enough.
That's early?
Evening. 5:30?
Well, okay, now,
yeah.
Okay, so seriously, what time do people in New York usually eat dinner then?
Oh, my God, 9 o'clock, I would say.
For dinner? You eat that?
Yeah.
Put food in your stomach that late at night?
If you're going to meet someone for dinner, it's usually between 7 and 9. More
get
likely,
out of
I'm
town.
At 9. You meet at 7 for drinks and then go to dinner at 9 o'clock.
On a weeknight?
Home and in bed by 1.
Oh,
and then if you're young and you're going to go clubbing, you hit the clubs at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Home at like...
On a weeknight.
Yeah, then you're home at like, I don't do that. I really don't. I mean, I never really did, but that's kind of the way it goes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so
you know, then you're
the
home
day.
At like 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Well, then what time do people go to work? You're not going to work at 8 o'clock.
Sure, people get up at, you know, 6 or 7, and they're at work by 9. But you know what? Actually, I'm thinking, sidebar, listeners, can I chat with you for a moment? Yes, I heard you all say yes. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
I need your help. My very good friend's sister is very sick. She's in the hospital in Houston, and it's not looking good. We don't think she's going to make it, but we just want your prayers. Because
what's
we love
her name?
Her.
I'll put it in the chat room, and I'll also put it on the show blog tonight.
Thank you. Pammy Johnson.
Okay, so hold on here because I'm going to do it live as we're talking. Pam Johnson,
thank you.
In Houston.
Yes.
Good friend of George B. Style of NYC is in the hospital. Sorry, everybody. I'm
fighting.
If I don't do it now, you know, it won't get done. And needs our prayers for a speedy recovery. Please send accelerated
yes
blessings in her direction.
Oh,
okay,
thank
done.
Thank you. Done.
So I'll put that on the Rated G Radio page. I'll also put it on my on the regular Facebook page. So if anybody who's
God
listening tonight. You know, send good thoughts in her direction because, you know, she needs them right now. Let's do it. Pam Johnson, Houston. There we go. Done.
And if anyone comes to New York, I call me because I will fire them just because I love
you. I get your break, yeah. George. Your signal is cutting in and out.
Yes. You're kind of breaking up. I wonder why that is.
Because we're talking about an emotional subject. I can hear you, but it sounds like we got you on vibrato.
Isn't that funny? We never had that.
Ugh. You know what? The signal is bad, so you know what I'm going to do? It's 7:23, 10:23 New York time. Your dinner is just about ready to settle in your stomach there, George. I'm going to let you go for tonight. I'm going to send you a note on the Book of the Face and wish you well for the evening. Thank you so much for calling in, and I can't wait to further talk about our New York plans and how you're going to revolutionize my life. So I'll see
all
you next
right, you. Thank
Wednesday,
you, honey.
And, yep, okay, take care. Okay, so that, everybody, that was George B. Style out of New York. And we're going to send good thoughts to his friend Pam Johnson in Houston, who needs lots of prayers and good thoughts in her direction. She's in the hospital right now and not doing so hot. So we want to make sure anybody in the listening sphere can send those good wishes to her. So, boy, a lot of people are going through stuff this week. People in Boston. I just saw also somebody else on Facebook. Her mother had gone back in for, you know, a brain scan type of a deal, and it looks like her tumor has now doubled in size, so she's going to start some aggressive chemotherapy in the next couple of weeks. And then also, you know, with puppies and pets and things like that, there's a new link that I just shared. It's a tiny little puppy. I don't even know what kind of dog it is. It could be terrier-ish, but the dog's name is Snoopy, and Snoopy needs a new hip. She was rescued. And upon the examination, the dog ended up having some trauma. It looks like the dog had been hit by a car. And the puppy's just poor little thing, so it needs a little help. current goal is $3,000. It's organized by Alley of Fur Animals, and the beneficiary is rescue dog Snoopy. So if you'd like to find out more about that, you can go to youcaring.com. The link is also on my Facebook page. I'm going to encourage you to do that. Give where you can. And I'm also going to tell you that I want to thank everybody who has been donating to my fundraising efforts with Junior Achievement of Orange County. I want to tell you that I'm getting much closer to my goal of $750 for the year, and I have you to thank for that, because without your kind donations and generosity, I would not be there. So I'm going to tell you that it's 7:25 right now. I'm going to play a couple of songs real quick. We'll come back after the half hour, and we will talk about some more current events and things that are going on. Here's a little Harlem Shake. I still don't understand.
Con los terroristas.
Harlem Shake. New York and Japan.
So there was a little Tony Basil for you and some Mickey back from 1983, I think. Recently, she had a birthday, and I think she turned like 97 years old, and she still is out there kicking it around. Not really 97, it's more like 98 or 99, but she's out there and doing it, and keep going, Tony Basil. So again, in the chat room tonight, we've got Anita and Linda. Good to see Linda back. And I know she has earlier, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, she had some health issues earlier this year, so we're glad to see her back and enjoying life. But she's telling us that they got a bunch of sleet and rain. Let's see, what'd she say here? Freezing rain today in Wisconsin. So I thought that she still had snow. She says, nope, you know, no snow there. We had freezing rain, but no snow, not at least for us. And then Anita chimes in. She says, well, we had snow here Monday and Tuesday along with hail, sleet, wind, rain, and more snow. And I just think that Anita in Central Oregon is just really looking for an excuse to have all four seasons hit one more time before Central Oregon is hit with a fantastic late spring and summer that they'll surely enjoy this year. So that's kind of fun. Anita also says that's the tune that Deb and her daughter used to rock to back in her high school cheerleading days. I think we all did. And let's see. Linda says her stupid computer isn't giving me sound anymore, so she's listening on the phone. Now Garrett is talking. No music on my new phone now. So there you go. So, Linda, here's the deal. Anita also had the problem with her computer not playing sound last week, I think it was. If you get into a situation where you can't hear anything and it's from the computer side of things, would you please send me a note either on Facebook or an email at garrett@garrettmiller.com so I can let the people at Blog Talk know? I thought it might have been an issue with some software and some things like that. Anita had it cleared up on her end, and we want to make sure that you can hear. So, you know, otherwise I'm just talking into space, and, you know, nobody wants to hear that. I ain't got time for that. So I will tell you that we've got some cool stuff that's going on here. Told you that we'll be playing the new single Eyes Wide, I think, on Friday show, and I cannot wait to play this for you. I've had so much fun doing that, and so far the only person that's listened to it is David, and he goes, oh my God, it's cool. So, and, you know, he likes to listen to dance music, so that hopefully will be a good indicator of things to come. And let's see, what else do we have going on? I've got other stuff coming up. Rest of the week, at least for me, is fantastic. I'm going to meet, this is somebody I've wanted to meet for like a long time, so I don't know how this is going to play out, but this is a very well-respected journalist in Southern California by the name of Greg Hernandez, and we're connected on Facebook, and he writes all of these really politically charged articles that are really talking about, you know, equal rights and the LGBT community and all kinds of stuff like that. He's a fantastic writer. So I sent him a note a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know what, I'd like to meet you someday to shake your hand, and if you go to lunch with me, I'll buy. So let me know if you're, you know, you'd be open for that. And I said, don't have any agenda other than just to meet, you know, a journalist that's, you know, respected and all that good stuff. So we're going to meet on Friday, so that's kind of cool. And I've got the rest of my days filled up this week. So next week, again, I'm working out late travel plans. I don't know what the world has got me going in such a party atmosphere, but thankfully, Leslie out of Phoenix has got me some great travel deals to Northern California next week. So I think we are either going to do best of or I'm going to do a live broadcast with Greg next Tuesday or, well, Wednesday in George. So next Tuesday night, we'll probably do a live broadcast. And I believe I'll be back on Thursday in time for a live show as well. So I don't think we'll have any best of next week, but next week is full of travel for me, so I'm very excited about that. And again, I'm working on my New York travel dates. It looked like I was going to go, I was telling, and I'll tell you about the customer I went to see earlier today. It looked like I was going to be going to New York the week of May 6th, and then my Boston client over the weekend was like, well, you know, I'm going to be in San Diego that week, so if you still want to come by the office in Boston, that's great. And I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. Why are you back? So he'll be back on the 10th. I need to be in New York, or I would like to be in New York for a couple of meetings that I've already scheduled at that time. So he said he'd be there on the 13th. So my goal is to kind of push my trip back to New York later in the week, traveling on the 8th. out in Beverly Hills. So I go to this house, and it's the house of somebody who, if I mention the name, you go like, oh my gosh, I totally know who that is. If I can't, then I won't. But, you know, buzz the gate, and there's no answer. Buzz the gate again, no answer. And I'm calling our office and saying, you know, by the way, just to let you know, I am here. I'm just not getting any type of response at the door. I said, I've called the customer. I left a voicemail for the, you know, for the client, just to let you know. So if anybody's calling to check on where things are at, you know, the security camera can see me. I'm right here. So I calls me right back. He says, thank you so much for calling. You know, I know my wife is at home. You know, I don't know why she's not answering, but let me hold on. You know, so he gets on the computer while I'm on the phone with him standing out in front of their house, and he sends a note. And the next thing I know, their housekeeper comes out to get me. And, you know, the wife is on a conference call. She's very, very busy. And I don't want to say can't be bothered, but, she had business she was conducting. And so I was lucky enough to have the housekeeper be my escort throughout the house to show me the stuff that needed to be moved so I could get an accurate inventory and take dimensions and do all the stuff that we need to so we can do a great job for this family in the coming weeks. But I always find it interesting when I go to visit somebody's house that is in Beverly Hills or L.A. or whatever, and they have quote-unquote help and what that help actually means. And, you know, it's so funny that for so many of the people that I get a chance to meet, their quote-unquote the help is really an extended member of their family, or at least that's how it comes across to me. You know, it's like somebody who they just like trust more than self, and they are part of the family. And I really like seeing that relationship or that dynamic between the families when I'm out there running around. So just that's my little sidebar comment for the day. But had a great day and had a chance to stop by Briscoe Lightly's client of hers that she'd referred over to me. And this morning I was starting to get frantic calls about 8:30 as I'm almost up to my first appointment. And I said, things are going to work out today. So, just put that energy out there because it's going to work out. The client's move is going to be fantastic, and we don't have to worry about it. And I kept getting, I'm just not sure about it. I said, it's going to work out. Don't worry about it. You know, we're going to take great care of them. No worries whatsoever. I know I'm going to talk to Chris later, so, things are going to work out. Stop by the client's house on the way home tonight, and Garrett, oh my God, Drew was amazing. You know, the person that was the leader of the move took great care of us. Everything, and she goes, I was freaked out a little bit because I've had 3 hours of sleep because, of course, you don't sleep the night before your move, and this is a big darn deal for me and my husband. I said, I know. We're just here to take care of you. We just want to make your life easy and happy. So that was actually kind of fun to see. And, 99 times out of 100, anything that's going on, you can always fix. They always hope it's that 99 times out of 100. And even on that one time, you can always get it figured out. So that's what's going on in the world of moving. I will tell you that it's funny. I've been seeing a lot of folks this week who are moving very, very quickly, meaning they're getting ready to relocate the next week. I don't get that at all. I'm such a planner in the back of my head. I'm planning what's going to be happening 6 months from now, a year from now. And of course, I don't make any decisions like I just told you, with my travel. I wanted to go to Northern California next week, and I don't have any of my hotel, flight, rental car, any of that type of stuff figured out. I thought about driving, and then people just told me I was insane for doing that. I'm like, I drive to Arizona every time I go over there. Anyway, but as far as like moving or doing something major, I'm going to be planning this weeks, months in advance, not anything like, we're moving next week. Maybe we should hire a mover. But the flip side of that is I'm meeting just as many people who aren't planning their moves until midsummer, and I'm meeting with them either now or even earlier, and they're just like, we've moved before, we know how this works, or we've heard horror stories about how we can't get a mover in the middle of the summer, all of that. So word to the wise, everybody who's listening, if you are going to hire a mover, hire a professional like United Van Lines to do your move for you. You'll love it. You'll have a great experience. And if you don't, I'll pray for you. But when you do make your move plan for any time after May 15th, you really need to lock in and book your dates 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time. That sounds silly, but you need to book a move date at that far in advance. But I will tell you, in the moving industry, there is such a shortage of qualified drivers that most of the major companies that are out there are under huge driver shortages. last week of June, first week of July, always are the busiest weeks in the moving industry every single year. Just this, okay? And if you want to move on June 28th, and you think, well, I have plenty of time because it's the end of the month is Monday, the 30th. It's the first week of the year to move, folks. If you are looking to set yourself up for a service failure and or terrible service, that's the week to do it. Move last week of June, first week of July. Everybody wants to move at that time, and everybody's tensions are high, and everybody's trying to, you know, do everything. And I'm going to tell you, don't do it. If you have any flexibility in your planning whatsoever, do it some other time. I'm going to tell you, you'll be much happier for it. Thank me now, thank me later. And when you have a great move, because you did that, I'll tell you, you'll be happier for it as well. So again, Monday we had Troy Bankard, the king of green, talking about his time at the Green Expo in Phoenix and Scottsdale this weekend. So if you're in the Scottsdale area on Saturday near AZ88, near the, I want to call it the Expo Center, but it's not that. It's by the Performing Arts Center. Troy's going to be a featured speaker. I think he's got like 90 minutes. And then he'll be taking some questions after that. So he'll be talking about interior and exterior design. Yesterday was headlines. Today we had George Bureau and Greg Star Hollywood Hottie talking about the pop culture rule. Wheel, and he went to go see a play last night, so hopefully he'll have some great feedback on sharing more movies. I know last week you were talking about Sapphires, Starbucks, the PlayStation Minds, and then, you know, some other TV shows. Apparently he had some reviews on the big Okay, everybody, here's the deal. Blog Talk Radio, I'm on a live chat with Kathy, their support operator right now, and they are having system-wide either outages or site problems. So if you can hear the show tonight, you are lucky because you're one of the few. And if you can't, well, I'm hoping you're hearing this on a replay and you don't mind tuning in and listening to me banter about other stuff. So since we're losing our listeners, dropping them like flies tonight, and they can't hear anything, I'm just going to wrap up the show, play a little nice My Sharia More by Stevie Wonder, and I'll see you tomorrow night on Wednesday. All right, today's Wednesday, on Thursday. Have a great night, everybody.